Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. We're going to get started with Marian Meadows. Step a little, baby. Step a little. morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I am your daily lover, and that was Marian Meadows, step a little, family. Yes, step a little. If you're from Chicago, and maybe even a few other areas now, stepping has become wide known, but that's one of the theme songs for the steppers, for all the steppers, for the love of stepping, y'all. All right, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that the great spirit that is known by many, 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 many names, but we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot. Come on, Holy Spirit, that God is not. And so in this right now moment, I want you to become very introspective and conscious of the breath, because there is power in the breath, family. There is power in the breath. And sometimes we forget to breathe. And I want you to breathe, family. In this right now moment, I want you to become conscious of the breath and take in that deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration and release that breath. After we count to eight, remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart. I want you to breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe again. And release. Father God, last time, let's just breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe and release. Divine Mother, Father God, precious and Holy Spirit, I come today asking that every word of my mouth, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart will be so acceptable. That I may come from my higher mind self, Holy Spirit. I ask you to remove all of myself as I surrender. Surrender to the presence of you right now, God. That I may come empty. Empty, God. And be filled by your presence. And that every word I speak of this prayer will be of you and not of me, Holy Spirit. That none of me will come forth, but all of you will come forth in this right now moment, God. I ask you to come speak to somebody's mind today, God. Speak to somebody's heart. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Somebody came this morning with a mind to be blessed, God. As we call forth a healing presence in this right now moment, God, as I call forth every force in the universe, God, all of our ancestors, God, our master guides, spirit guides, our angels and archangels and ascended masters, as we call forth the forces of nature this morning, God, asking for all of our blessings, God, as we ask for a breakthrough this morning, as we ask you to come and bring forth a fresh anointing right now, God, as we call forth a fresh anointing upon our lives, new wineskins, God, thrust us into our place of blessing this morning, God, and let anything that is in the way, be thou removed in the name, nature, and consciousness of all of the power and authority that you have given us to speak to a thing this morning, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and remove any doubt, any lack, any experiences that are causing us anything other than the truth that we are abundant. Come and bless our finances right now, God. I'm asking you to open up your doors, your heavens, and your windows, God, and pour out a blessing this morning as we call forth the miracle working power of Christ in our money substance right now, God. God, I ask you to come. Somebody need a blessing in their body today, God. And as we send love into their space, God, and dispatch your legion of healing angels, God, come and bring a healing presence, God, like no other. Jehovah Rapha, we call forth your healing presence right now, knowing that healing shall take place in every area of our life, God. And as we come together in the focus right now, God, with our mind on forgiveness, God, as we remember the presence, and knowing that forgiveness opens our heart, God. And remembering that forgiveness is a heart action, not a mind action, but a heart action. We ask you to give us the strength to forgive where there's no forgiveness, God. Love where there's no love, God. And anything that we may find in our heart that might be impossible to forgive today, God, I ask you to be it removed right now, God. And let the power of the Christ consciousness be our forgiving strength right now, God, as we release any energy of unforgiveness, God. We release it and disintegrate it into the mind of love as we hear Ayana.
Day 5, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my Father. Blessed and Heavenly Father, today I ask for and open myself to receive your forgiveness for all of the judgments, bitterness, and resentments I have held about and against my earthly Father. I ask to be freed from any and all sorrow, regret, grief, depression, sadness, or suffering that I have attached to my Father and his life. I ask to be lifted above any and all hurts, disappointments, and abandonments, any rage or anger and shame or blame that I have associated with my Father and his life. I ask that you remind me to remember that, like me, my earthly Father is a child of God, welcomed and accepted into your love. I ask that you remind me to remember when he wasn't there, you were. What he could not do, did not do, you did. I ask that you create in me a clear mind and a loving heart for my Father, and teach me how to see him from a higher place. I am so grateful to know that I have always been guided, protected, and loved by the Father. I pray for my earthly Father to recognize that this is also true for him. I rest in thee, I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive my Father.
And so it is. And so it is, God. I forgive, God. I forgive. And today, Father God, Mother God, I ask that you take this forgiveness and move it through every cell in our body, God, as we feel the peace be still in our hearts, God. As we feel peace moving through every cell and every molecule, trusting that everything that has ever happened to us was happening for us. Trusting that everything that is happening right now, knowing that the universe is so friendly to our desires, knowing that God is always right there, never leaving nor forsaking us. Even in the midst of the storm, God is in the eye, in the peace. Let there be peace, God. And so as I come back to the altar, I like to pray, Father, Mother God. I like to pray for your planet, God. I like to pray for this earth, God. I like to pray for those special children that have been found in these vacant homes right now, God. And supposedly 14 other girls are missing. I just want you to know, Holy Spirit, that I need your presence to come to this earth right now, God, and bring forth a healing in the planet, God, and anywhere where this kind of energy is happening, I need you to bring forth your love and disintegrate it right now, God. We need a healing bomb on the planet. And I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and comfort those families, God, and friends of those young girls who were found in vacant buildings, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and bless the program to release vacant properties into the Love Journey hands, to rehab it with homeless people, the Railroads Project, God, and shift and change and help us to shift and change the climate and the culture of our communities right now, God. To transform not only the bricks and mortar, but our minds, God. Come forth and bring a healing to the land. You said if we will seek your face, God. You said if we seek your face, Holy Spirit. You said if we seek your face, God. Come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come. Heal the land, God. Heal the land, God. Heal it. You said it in your word, God. If your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray, and seek your face and turn from their unknowing ways, then we will hear from heaven. And you say, well, you will forgive and then heal the land, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and heal the land as we humble ourselves together. As we humble ourselves today, knowing that we are called by our name this morning. Knowing that we are called by our name. The name that you have given us to live on this planet, God, to live as an expression of you, Holy Spirit. We know that we can heal the land together, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be light. Be light, God. Lead us and guide us in the way that we know that we can come together in a mind that will heal the land. Block by block, house by house, mind by mind, body by body. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless and keep our children in the palm of your hands, God. I'm asking you to come this morning, Holy Spirit, and bless their minds, God, and remind our children that whose and who they are. Give them a mind to be blessed today, God, and let them remind themselves that they are here to grow in the mighty consciousness of you, God, that they will grow and be mighty in the land, Holy Spirit. Bless the seeds of our wounds right now, God. Tree this morning, God. Bless the roots of our trees this morning, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us set the foundation this morning, God. Let us set the foundation knowing that we can command this day, God. Knowing that we can speak to the mountain this morning. Knowing that it shall be done. Come, Holy Spirit, in the mighty matchless name of you, Holy Spirit, I know there is victory in answer prayer. And so right now, I just give thanks, God, that it is done. I give thanks for the healing presence of you, Holy Spirit. I give thanks that you have dispatched your healing legion of angels upon this land right now, God, to cover our children, to cover our blocks, our homes, our land, God. I'm asking you to come right now, Holy Spirit, as I give thanks, God, when that not one word of this prayer returns void. In the mighty consciousness of all that is you, I give thanks. Knowing that you shall bring perfect peace. And so it is.
I will keep you in
yeah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. He is the keeper of our soul this morning. Perfect peace. You know, sometimes we find ourselves getting caught up in a drama and the energy and the anxiety and the anxiousness of, and then we have to remember that he's the keeper of our soul. Peace be still. Good morning, good morning. You're listening to The Love Journey. Yes, this is your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I am your daily lover, excited about God's love. Reading from The Science of the Mind, it says, my mind is remarkable. My mind is remarkable. Think you can or you think you cannot, you are absolutely right. Henry Ford said that. He said, whether you think you can or whether you think you cannot, you're right. Ernest Holm in Creative Ideas on page 155, it's a book called Creative Ideas. He said, today I shall guard all of my thoughts, seeing to it that nothing emanates from my consciousness other than that which blesses, builds, and heals my soul. Come on, Holy Spirit. Today I shall guard all of my thoughts, seeing to it that nothing can emanate from my consciousness other than that which blesses, builds, and heals my soul. Come on, Holy Spirit. My mind is remarkable, and my ability to grow my mind is even more remarkable. See, looking for the good, because good is only God stretched out in every situation, wakes up the genes in the positive, resilient, relaxed section of my mind. Let me say that again. When I look for the good, which is God stretched out in every situation, wakes up the genes in the positive, resilient, relaxed section of my brain. My body responds by increasing the body flow to those areas, which heightens my ability to see the good, which is God stretched out in life, and helps me to move through challenges even easier. You see, if I focus on worry and guilt, my mind, my brain responds with anxiety and low self-esteem. As I build a conscious relationship with my own inner wisdom, with my own brain, it responds with self-confidence and inner peace. You see, I'm the thinker of the thought that makes it happen. Come on, Holy Spirit. I'm the thinker of my own thoughts that make the thing happen. Come on, Holy Spirit. I am the thinker of my own thoughts that make the thing happen. The gloomy thoughts that run through my mind are created by me, the thought maker. When I tell myself I cannot do that, it's me, Janine, who has done the thinking. And since I'm the one who has created the thought, I'm the one who can challenge it with new awareness. And then I can affirm and say, I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. You see, my actions follow and my life changes. Thoughts continually pass through my mind, and what I do with them is important. If they're optimistic and loving, I embrace them. And when they're pessimistic and my life is less than I want it to be, I set my electronic device to go off once an hour, at which time I notice what I'm thinking and I write it down. See, being aware of my thoughts is the first step in making a conscious decision to change them. Awareness takes consistent practice. And let me tell you, it is sure. It is sure is worth it. It sure is worth it. Because I'm worth it. No matter the situation, I'm at choices. How do I respond? I choose a life that is peaceful, loving, and joyous together. I choose a life that is peaceful, loving, and joyful together, family. I choose a life that is peaceful, loving, and joyful. Come on, Holy Spirit. And bless every thought that we think. That every thought we think are God thoughts. Albert Einstein, the affirmation is, I only want to think the thoughts of God. And I'm going to reaffirm it. I only think the thoughts of God. Together, family. I only think the thoughts of God. Because I am the thinker of the thought that makes it happen. Come on, family. I am the thinker of the thought that makes it happen. We are the ones who have to control our thoughts. That reminds me of this poem that I love, and I'm going to play it right now. So appropriate. Doubt your doubts before you doubt God. Come on, family, and then we're going to get started.
I remember my little niece ran up to me and told me, "We learned about Jesus today." And I could tell by her smile she was so excited to learn about this man that she did not quite know yet, but she knew without a doubt for it to be true, because after all, Mommy said so. And that was the first time in my life that I looked into the eyes of a child and envied them, because she had no idea of what it feels like to doubt. What it feels like to have your entire belief system overload with skepticism, to never know the day that you would finally be able to live beyond the shadow of a doubt. I've lived in its darkness for so long, it seems like I have all the right questions, but never enough answers, and my faith is small enough to fit in the cracks of my palms. God, every night I lay my head down to sleep, the city of my mind is attacked by a legion of questions threatening the living rooms of my sanity and holding them hostage. Can you help me? Last year, my grandmother laid in a hospital bed like a bus stop waiting for God to come pick her up. I had never seen such pain and such confidence living in the same eyes when she told me, "I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I know who I belong to." And I was so happy for her. And something inside of me wished that somehow before she passed away, she could pass down her confidence in God to me like an old family picture. I remember sitting in the back row of a cold sanctuary, crying, because I desperately wanted what the preacher was saying to be true, but my doubts were preaching a sermon of their own, and the streams of my tears turned into oceans of frustration. I remember sitting in a college classroom, and the only thing being tested is my faith in God. The only thing passing is my hope. Me, in a backpack full of fear, and nowhere to go. No one to help me unpack. I sleep, but I never rest. These lines around my eyes are not wrinkles. They are maps that show you the winding roads that lead to my pain. I'm tired. And I'm longing for the day that I can place my fingers in his nail-pierced hands, because honestly, I've considered quitting, but where will I go? Back? There's no home for the living in the land of the dead, so I keep pressing forward. Today I have faith, but I can't make any promises about tomorrow. I'm surprised I've held on this long. God, just make me feel like I'm not crazy. God, let me know that I'm not just making friends with these walls. When I pray, I'm not questioning you. I just got questions. Don't leave me here. Don't leave me. My child, when it seems like you have all the right questions, but never enough answers, and your faith is small enough to fit in the cracks of your palms, I told you. Faith the size of mustard seeds can rearrange whole landscapes and turn mountains into open highways. Faith comes by my word, so maybe you've cuffed your ears, my child. Don't be childish. But consider the child whose faith has not quite learned the definition of impossible. Have your questions, I'm not telling you to have a blind faith. I'm telling you to consider the blind men who had faith and believed my words before they were even able to see me. Consider the birds that eat from my hand and do not fall from the sky without my consent. So how much more will I love the ones that I died for? Before you doubt me, doubt your doubts. Doubt your doubts, and you will see they are just as empty as the tomb that I walked from. Truth is, you know I'm here. You know my truth, and you're scared. Scared of what that means. Scared of what that should cost you. That one day they will all laugh you right out of their classrooms and scorn you out of their courtrooms. But my love serves as an eviction notice to anxiety. When they cast stones, my love casts out fear. I am the author and finisher of your faith. I've never started a work that I will not finish. I am the one who will give you courage to stare death in the face and say, how dare you try to scare me? I know who I belong to. And when it feels like you are drowning, in a sea of your questions, just know I'm there. I'm there. Like when I drowned in the Red Sea of my blood for you, and these hands that took holes will hold you. And when I told you that I would love you forever, I meant it. Don't you see these rings in my hands? See, we are married. For better or for worse. Through sickness and in health, through faith and through questions, till death brings us closer, you are mine. You are mine, and I am yours, I promise.
Wow.
Ooh, good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and that is Solomon. Doubt your doubts before you doubt God. Doubt your doubts before you doubt God. Sometimes we get caught up in the seemingly appearances and let our doubts and our fears and our anxieties take over. Come, Holy Spirit, and remind us today that we have the power to relax our mind and know that God is. You see, it reminds me of one of my favorite daily inspirations. This is the one that I have on my wall, and when I get to the point where my anxiety and my processes are taking me away from my truth, I remember this. That our daily inspiration for better living said it this way. God said, I'll be where you are. Go forward unafraid. Because I have always walked with you, Janine. I have always talked with you, Janine. And this new experience will be no different. Do not judge it by what it appears to be, but by what you know to be true about me and about yourself. Do not judge it by what it appears to be, Janine, but by what you know to be true about me and yourself. Knowing that wherever you go, Janine, and whomever you meet, Janine, and whatever you have to face, I am there. I am it. I am all that God is. You bring your knowledge of me to this experience, Janine. Be what I've taught you to be, proud, confident, optimistic, open, and receptive, because I was with you before and I am with you right now. You see, Janine, I will always be where you are. Do not forget it. Do what you know. Act what you know, and I will be there with you. Train your eyes to see me and your ears to hear me. I am in the crowd. I am in the wind. I am in the sunset. I am in the moonlight. I am wherever you are. You see, no matter where you are, God is. God is wherever you are. You see, we cannot go where God is not, because there's not a spot that God is not. You cannot flee from his presence. If you dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, he is there. Essence of who you are is all that God is. God is I am. I am God is. You see, the answer to whatever it is you are seeking or looking for already exists. It already is. But we do not express it, demonstrate it, or manifest it because of our misuse of our thoughts, of our energy. When we can get to the point and understand and accept the fact that we are all that God is, then nothing outside of ourselves can shake the innermost being. Because we know that all that we are is God. Not a seemingly appearance could shake us, because we know that we are all that God is. So many of us have been taught that I got to jump up and run over here, get Miss So-and-so and Mr. So-and-so and Reverend So-and-so to pray for me. But in reality, you already have what you need inside of you. You see, you got a personal God. And we don't need a whole lot of words to go within to seek the counsel of that is within us. There's no special way to meditate. All we have to do is be open and receptive and know with confidence that whatever our desires is already done. Desire is of the Creator. Of the Father, of the Mother God. You see, the answer is already done. What you must do is get your nothingness out the way and just simply allow yourself to move out your own way and let the presence flow through you. This mighty, powerful presence knows your desires and needs and what needs to be done and how to do what needs to be done. And each and every one of us is a unique expression of that presence, that lives in us, as us, all around us. And so many people are afraid to admit that you are all that God is. To own it, own the presence and knowing that you are all that God is. Got to stand bold in our truth that I am all that God is. I am God, Goddess. I have to activate the power of the knowing that I am. I am. I am God. Activate that knowing. When we activate that power, we can speak to a thing. We can shift the atmosphere just with our mere presence because of the knowing, the power. And sometimes when life is not continuous, I call it the miracle working power of Christ Jesus. Come, the miracle working power of Christ Jesus. Jesus, there's power in the name of understanding that the consciousness of Christ is within me and will never leave me and will never forsake me. All I got to do is call it forth, call forth the forces of nature, that all the forces in the universe come and do what I've asked you to do right now, God. And my job is to sit still and know that it's all done and move by inspired action. Because I know I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things, come on, Holy Spirit, in Christ that strengthens me. We got to be the keeper of our thoughts. Because we are the thinker of the thoughts that make things happen. To Jesus, the presence of God was like light. It was life everlasting. The presence of God filled every cell, every muscle, and every fiber of Jesus' being until he expressed his absolute perfection. The presence of God is me. You see, the presence of God within Jesus was a wonderful storehouse in which Jesus found the fulfillment of every need, physical, mental, emotional, and every spiritual was always met. Because everything is right there within the presence of our God presence. Not some things, but everything that you could possibly think you desire, want, and need. And before you can even think it, come on, Holy Spirit, before you can even think it, the word says, I will answer before you ask. That before we called, it was already answered. If you think and feel that you are not able to say it and believe it, then you will stay in bondage till you get tired of being broke, sick, and unhappy. Come on, y'all. All kinds of things come to you and happen to you because you refuse to accept your oneness, your sameness, that you are all that God is. I am that I am God. When Moses was asked to go forth and speak to the Pharaohs, he said, who shall I say sent me? I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. God telling Moses. Moses was being reminded of his power to activate the presence of God within him as him. Moses, you are God. Just let him know you are God. I am that I am God. That's who sent you to this planet right now. You are just the physical clothing of God on the planet. You are the physical clothing of God on the planet. Who sent you to this planet? To go forth and be prosperous. You, the presence of you. You the one that slung the stars in the sky. And we deactivate that power when we doubt and limit ourselves through our thoughts and believe in those thoughts to not be the power in the presence. See, it's easy to fall back to that default language of not being good enough or not because it's been what we've been conditioned to believe, family. But I want to condition you to believe more than that. I want to activate and stir up the power in you today. I want to shake every demon in your mind that reminds you of anything other than that you are all that God is. You are all that God is. You are all that God is. And when God revealed to Moses that the name Jehovah means I am. I am is God's name. It wakes up. It wake up. If you have not been paying attention, wake up. Wake up, family. Moses found that Jehovah was the I am, a personal declaration of the name of the presence of God in each and every one of us. What am I saying? I'm saying to you that God has already given us all that we are. So it's real difficult, I know, to recognize yourself as God. I know. Because you can't see yourself in that all-knowing, all-powerful way. You know, it might seem a little arrogant to think that way. It might feel a little, I've never been able to express that. And that's the real enemy. You see, when we get to start the real presence of the enemy is us. Just like you can activate the power of God, you can activate all the enemies of your thoughts that are anything other than God thoughts. And it's easy to give our power away. It's easy to blame it on names that we want to call outside of ourselves. People, things, Satan, Lucifer, devil, all of that is easy. But remember, nothing is more powerful than the presence of God. And if you are all that God is, how can anything other than God's thoughts be more powerful in you, as you? You got to shake up those thoughts. You got to remove those thoughts from your mind. When you find yourself in the middle of a thought like that, you got to shake it up and stir up the presence of God in you. Call forth the activation of the power that you know that is in you to speak to a thing. If you're going through a financial lack right now, call forth the presence of Jehovah Rapha to heal. And then call forth Jehovah Jireh to bring forth prosperity. Call forth your legion of angels. Call forth whatever presence and power that you know that you can activate within and as you to know that you can speak to that thing. Oh, no, you will not be here. Be thou removed right now. If it's in your body, it's showing up as a physical dis-easement, call forth the healing presence of God. There's nothing more powerful and more potent than the presence and activating the power of the God that is you. Nothing. The word says, ye are God. You are God clothed in the body right now. And when we move from this physical planet into our realm that gives us the power to activate the power that is us, then we can speak to that thing and it will be removed as we speak it. Call it forth right now. And sometimes we got to speak it again and again because we got to break up the atmosphere. Ezekiel said, can those dry bones live? We got to speak to those dry bones till they shake, rattle, and roll. We got to speak to a thing. Call forth the power. You see, if Moses had to go forth and immediately part the Red Sea, he wouldn't have been able to do it because his level of understanding, his consciousness, hadn't been power acted yet. He needed to see a few things before he got to that place. He had to go forth when he went the first time and he saw the rod turn into a snake and eat all the other snakes. It's like, oh, okay. It gave him a little more strength. And each time he went before the Pharaoh and each time a miracle was performed, he got a little more strength and a little more strength. Oh, I think I got this thing now. I think I got this thing down pat. I am God. I am that I am sent me. The Pharaoh can't do nothing to me. Speak to the Pharaohs in your life. I am that I am sent me. I look at my money when they try to do what they do. Honey, I am that I am sent me. And I bank from the bounty of the unlimited sources of the bank in the universe. I know this is not the truth. I speak to my money substance because I am the money consciousness of God. And I know that I am housed with the rich substance of God because I am God. And I have to keep reminding myself and speaking to myself because you know what? It's been many years where I doubted that, where I wasn't sure of that. And so now it's going to take me a little minute to really get to get in every cell in my body. But let me tell you, I speak it, and I'm going to speak it, and I'm going to speak it to every cell in my body, get in agreement and know that I am God and that I am sent me to this planet to do mighty things. I came to do mighty things, and I shall play full out. I will allow the spirit of the God in me to do all that I came to the planet to do. I'm not playing with this life. I'm not going to play with it. I'm not going to let doubt stop me. I'm not going to let limiting things that may physically show up in my space to be my resistance to my truth. I'm in the middle of a deal, right? And it might be a little frightening. And one little thing come up, right? And then it thought it was going to shake me, but I had to look it in the eye and say, you shall be removed. You shall be removed. And remember, Janine, not to be anxious for nothing, but to be patient, knowing that it is already done. So my job is to just keep thanking God until it is manifested into the physical presence that I know it shall be, because I am an alchemist. I am magical. I have the power to create. And so my job is to continue on my journey until I become the physical manifestation of what I know to be true. And I'm going to keep speaking that thing and keep speaking to that thing and keep speaking. And no doubt shall be the leader. No doubt shall overtake me. No doubt and anxiety shall overtake my body to the point where I am no longer understanding my truth. My truth is I am that I am God. I am that I am God. And I look in the mirror and I look in my eyes and I call forth and activate my God presence. I am is the consciousness of God. I am the consciousness of God. I am the divine idea and the divine mind of God. I am God. And I'm going to keep speaking it until everything comes in agreement with it. I'm not going to let nothing stop me from playing my fool out. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to win. I'm in it to win it. Because quit is never win. Win is never quit. Quit is never win. Win is never quit. I'm in it to win it. And if I got to keep saying that to myself until I get to the finish line, until no more breath is in this physical body, and I have played full out, and I have physically left the planet to do my next assignment. But as long as I'm in this physical body, and I'm called Janine A. Ingram, I'm going to do all I can to represent my truth, that I am the walking embodiment of all that God is. I only think the thoughts of God. I am that I am God. And that will be my affirmation until there is no more breath in this physical body. Today, family, you have the power to shift your thoughts. You are the thinker of the thought that makes the thing happen. It is time to control that doubt and move out that fear. And face the magnificent, powerful presence of you and call it forth and allow it to be the default and not that unempowered place, but that place where you know that no matter what's happening, no matter what's happening in the storm, that you can, so powerful that you can tell the storm, peace, be still. Peace, be still, and it shall be done. That you could speak to that mountain and it be thou removed. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Come, Holy Spirit, and let it be done. And so it is. That's my message. You are the all-knowing, all-powerful presence of God, dressed up as you right now, Linda, Janine, Deborah, Emir, Ezekiel, all of us, Carla, Khadijah, Naja, any name that comes to my mind, Rosa, Joy, Claudette, Catherine, any name, Peter, Saint, whatever, we're all clothed in the mighty presence. We're all clothed of the God that we are. And in the wholeness of God, together we can create some powerful things on this planet. Because in the wholeness of God, it's all come together as one. That's where we can really powerfully manage even more. My aspect of God, your aspect of God, because we're all individualized expressions of the powerful creator that created us to come to this planet and physically formed us to be who we are. The thing that slows us down a little bit is the fact that we have these dense clothes, the skin. And that means the molecules and the vibration vibrates a little bit slower than the spirit. That's why we have to go up into the spirit of our mind and speak to the thing. Because the fastest moving energy on the planet is thought. There's nothing faster than thought. The next is the speed of light. We can call forth that speed of light. See yourself surrounded with the light. Send forth the light in your life each day. Command your day. Command your spirit. Command your energy. Command and speak to every cell in your body and return it into its highest vibration that you may vibrate at the highest expression of the vibratory energy of God. That every thought you think will be God's thoughts. Every word you speak will be the words of God. I only speak the words of God. Each morning I touch my power center, which is my throat, which is my chakra center right there. And I speak to the throat, blessing my power center to command and speak a thing that it shall only come from my higher mind self. And every word I speak shall come from the process of who I am as God, as the beloved higher mind self. Speak to the thing, and it shall be revoked. Any questions, comments, or concern? If you're on Blog Talk, just press that one, baby. Press that one. Smash that one. And if you're on teleconference, then just hit that star six. That star six, baby. All right, family. I keep you in perfect peace. Perfect peace. I bid you perfect peace. We're coming up on a Love Journey Sunrise Service, family. Our 10th annual Sunrise Service is going to be explosive, powerful, transformative. It's the first Sunday in August. And I want you to keep it in the palm of your hands and see it with nothing but good coming forth. We're going to be at the place that used to be called the Japanese Garden. It's called the Garden of Phoenix. Celebrating the 10 years expression of the love journey. Can you believe it? It's been 10 years. Perfect peace. It's been 10 whole years. 10 whole years. And this is our 10th one. Super excited. If you want to make a donation to the Love Journey, you can go to the Love Journey page and you see the button PayPal me. You can call me. The Love Journey has its own phone number now, 219-515-0188. That's 219-515-0188. That's the Love Journey's new phone number. Email the Love Journey at thelovejourney828@gmail.com. That's thelovejourney828@gmail.com. And if you want to make a donation to help us with the Sunrise Service, permits, and all the things we have to pay for, you just, again, you can make that donation at paypal.com and then put in my email address, ingram_janine@yahoo.com. I'm so super excited. And if you want to call us again, the number is 219-515-0188. The Love Journey family. Thank you for calling the Love Journey. And I'm brother of Janine Ingram Enterprises. That's what you're going to hear when you call. And I thank you for tuning in this morning and reminding you that you have the power. You are the thinker of the thought that makes the thoughts happen. Reminding you that you are a gift from God and that anything that you do on this planet, it should be done in the knowing that you are all that God is. You truly are a gift, and what you do is a gift back to God. And remember to choose love, because what? Love really is the only choice on this planet, family. I want to remind you to not just dream your God-sized dreams, but live your God-sized dreams. We here, family. Life is calling us closer to our soul. It's calling you now, family, deeper. It's calling you deeper. It's time to go deeper, family, deeper. And so I want you to know today, I'm so in love with you. I'm so in love with you. So in love with you. Yes, I'm in love with you. You say, why I say that? Let me tell you why I say that. Because many times get up to do the Love Journey, because, you know, when I'm committed to the commitment, I'm committed, right? And many days I didn't want to get on. I didn't feel like praying. I didn't want to talk. I didn't know what I was going to say. And sometimes I just was just at my wit's end. But many times I got up and did it anyway, because I was committed to the commitment. And can I just tell you that? Sometimes I get on this line and don't want to do it, and I'll be all in this strange energy. And as soon as I get off, I feel so good. I feel so good. I feel so good because of the prayer, because of the energy, because you showed up, and you showed up, and you showed up, and you showed up. Even when I didn't want to show up, you showed up, and you kept showing up. And because I saw you here, I had to show up. And so today, family, I want to tell you, of all the places you could be, you choose to be here warms my heart. And I just want you to know, from the profoundness of my soul, from the depthness of my heart, how much I appreciate each and every one of you showing up. Thank you, family. Because of you, I am. Because of you, I'm celebrating 10 years. Because of you, even through my doubts and even through my fears, when I've moved through it, and it seemed like it should be easy. I be thinking, well, it should be easier now. I show up because commitment. I thank you, family. I thank you. Because of you, I am. And I don't take it lightly. I don't take it lightly. I don't want you to feel like I feel arrogant about this thing, because I don't take it lightly that you take your time to dial in. And some of you call in on the teleconference line, may even have to pay once in a minute on that line. But I tell you, I don't take it for 1 minute. I don't take it for granted. Mm-mm. I give thanks, and when I see your name, and sometimes I go back over and whatever, I stop and I pray over each name, And I ask God to bless each and every one of you. I ask God to touch your mind, touch your heart, and touch your soul and every seed from your womb. I ask God to take every blessing and every desire and manifest it even more than you can ever think and ask. I pray at Ephesians 3:20 over your life. And those who bless me with finances, I ask God to bless you double what you bless me. Because I don't take it lightly either, that you take time to make a donation to the Love Journey, that you take time to give up your physical presence. I don't take it lightly. So again, if I don't say thank you enough, I want you to know I am truly grateful. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that I am because you. Because of you, I am. Because of you, I am. And so today, with every fiber in my being, I say thank you. I thank you that you share in your money substance. I thank you for you sharing in your mind and your time. I thank you that you allow me, when you call me and you want to share your gifts or you just want me to help you through your or hold your hand through whatever you're going through, I tell you the Love Journey has been a blessing to me because I want you to know, before I let this show go, I want you to know this. I think, you know, as I put together this 10th annual Sunrise Service, I think about everything that you have been to me, each and every one of you all. The times you called me when my mom passed away, the love that's poured out to me. And each and every one of you may have sent a card, may have called, may have text, may have email. Sent presents or gifts or what hugged me. I'm not taking that lightly. When you say the Sunrise Service is coming and I'm tithing my money for the month of June and July to you so that I can help you, I don't take that lightly. And when I can be there to support you through your processes, I don't take it lightly when you let me in to love you, hold you. Even if it's just an energetic hold, some of you all I've never physically met. But the gifts that come through the mail sometimes are just unbelievable. I was going through my chest because I'm moving clutter out, and I was looking at a cloth somebody sent me. And it's some kind of Jewish cloth, and they got these tassels under, and it's supposed to be a representation of the type of cloth Jesus had on when he was walking in the park. And I thought, wow, what a wonderful gift. Someone made me a quilt, handmade quilt, beautiful white quilt. And I haven't taken it out the package because I didn't want it to get dirty. It's so beautiful. I just said the other day, and I just said, look at these wonderful, and these people I've never met. The lady who sent that lives in California and who gets on the line at 4 o'clock in the morning, never met her. Bonita, never met her. But we've prayed together about her children. We prayed about what's going on in her life. We talked about it. We loved. We shot. And I tell you, this Love Journey experience, this 10 years, has been one of the most amazing rides, unexpected rides, because without you, I could be. And so today, family, I just want to give you a few names that I want you to send light and love to today. Because when something happens to one, it happens to us all, good, or what we might describe as not so good. And so today I want you to send some love and energy to Sherlene Wilson. Her sister has just passed away with breast cancer. To Deborah and Ricks, who lost her son, and I don't want to use the word lost, let's think about another one, who gained another ancestor angel in her life. He left the physical planet, Mr. Tim. And so as we send love to Deborah and Ricks, we pray for her heart, her mind, that peace will come over her. and that he will never leave her, because there's no separation in the physical. I mean, there's no separation in the spirit. And so we send love to Miss Deborah and Rick. I also want to send love into the, we don't know the names of the parents personally of these four girls who have been found on the west side of Chicago in these abandoned buildings. But our love and our energy, each and every family. They say 12 or 14 girls are missing, and it's not in the news, but we send love and light to this planet and to those girls wherever they are. Together, family, there's power in collective energy. As we send healing energy to each one of those names that we just sent out and those people whose names we do not know, we send love. And we send light. So I just want to thank you, family, to my soul again, and to the heart, from my heart to yours, knowing that you are all that God is. Let love be the way today. This is Erica Badu and Stephen Marley. Have a great, phenomenal day, family.
Now remember the first time that we met you. Now could I forget you? When you smile and I turn and I say to you, yo, you pure and true. I'm in love with you, in love with you, in love with you, in love with you. I'm in love with you, in love with you, in love with you, in love with you. I'm so in love, baby, and I don't care what your mama says. Standing in love, baby, and I don't care what your sister says. Nobody will ever say that.
I'm in love with you.
No, I'm in love with you.
Badu 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 bad